Now we begin with electrical conduction. This is the second part of the electrochemistry chapter, wherein we discuss about conduction, electricity conduction in different mediums. So as we all know, electrical current represents a charge transfer. Charge will be taken from here and given over there. That's complete part of conduction. And there are two types of conductors basically. First is metallic conduction and second is electrolytic or ionic conduction. We need to remember here that we are not talking about the conductors, we are talking about conduction. Conduction is different and conductors are different. Conductors and conduction work differently. So first we see metallic conduction. Electrical conduction through metals involves a direct flow of electrons from one point to the other, and the outermost electrons of metals form the conduction bond. The electrons in conduction bond are free to move and hence flow under the influence of applied electrical potential. Metallic conductors are thus electronic conductors. This is the only part about metallic conduction. Now we move to electrolytic or ionic conduction. This is quite new and quite unexplored. What electrolytic or ionic conduction tells us is that electrolytic conduction involves conduction of electric current by the movement of ions of the electrolytes. In this type of conduction, a charge transfer occurs in the form of movement of ions through molten electrolytes or the aqueous solution of electrolytes. Substances such as ionic salts, strong or weak acids and bases are the electrolytes, and these associate or dissociate into ions when dissolved in polar solvents such as water. So what I am trying to say here is, you take water and you dissociate these. You dissolve this in the water and you will get dissociated ions. And the ionic solids dissociate into ions in molten state as well. So the simple thing about ionic conduction is that if you add them in or dissolve them in water or in some polar solvents, then you will get ions. So conduction through electrolytic conductors involves transfer of matter from one part of the conductor to the other. It means that a conductor current flowing through an electrolytic conductor is accompanied by a chemical change. There is a chemical change involved in conduction through ionic conductor. With this, we complete the second part, that is electrical conduction through metallic conductor and electrical conduction through ionic conductor. Next, we are going to move towards the information provided by measurement of conductivities of solutions. This is the third part which we are seeing in this specific series. So the conduction and non-conduction nature of solutions can be identified by measuring their conductivity. If you measure the conductivity, you will get an idea about their nature. So sucrose and urea do not dissociate into the aqueous solutions. The reason being, these conductors are having the conductivity as same as water, and these substances are hence called non-electrolytes. So substances or chemicals whose conductivity is equal to that of water are called as non-electrolytes. On the other hand, substances like potassium chloride, acetic acid, sodium hydroxide, HCl, they all dissociate in the aqueous solutions. So the conductivities of the aqueous solutions are higher than that of water. These are called electrolytes. Electrolytes conduct electricity in molten state or when dissolved in water. The third thing is, on the basis of high or low electrical conductivity, electrolytes are classified into strong and weak electrolytes. The substances such as ionic salts, strong acids or bases are almost completely dissociated in aqueous solutions. These are strong electrolytes. The solutions of strong electrolytes exhibit high conductivities. The weak acids and weak bases are weak electrolytes, and they dissociate to a very small extent in aqueous solutions, and they show lower conductivities than those of strong electrolytes. With this, we complete the part of electrical conduction. We discuss three things, which is metallic conduction, electrolytic or ionic conduction, and the third part was information provided by measurement of conductivities of solutions. In the next part, we discuss the electrical conductance of solutions.